It's Ro Mocentowski, and welcome to the Living Permaculture Show. My special guests today are Skip Doty, owner of the Early Morning Orchard, and Daylene Barton. She's the co-manager of the Skip's Farm to Market store in Basalt. So, Skip, why don't you take it right from there and talk to us about your orchard and your new store and all of the farmers markets activity you've been in, active in for the last 20 years here or so, whatever.
Okay, well, thanks, Jerome. Glad to be here. One thing, just to, what you actually hit on was the fact that I've had Early Morning Orchard down in Palisades since 2003, and we started doing farmers markets up in Glenwood Springs in this valley in 2005. And in 2017, although I guess I'm the one person that's connected with both of them, I set up a whole new company called Skip's Farm to Market, so we could just basically focus on retail and start doing grocery stores and better focus on our farm stands in the valley. And so there's one person and two companies, so I'm very blessed to have people like Daylene to help me run them, so it's been very good to do that. And We've been doing farm stands and farmers markets in the Roaring Fork Valley since 2005, like I said. 2012, we opened up the buttermilk farm stand. Well, we took it over from previous owners, and which has been a long-established farm stand up there. And we also started that fall, started participating in the Basalt Farmers Market, which is a wonderful, wonderful farmers market. There's really good growers there, really good community support, and we've really enjoyed being part of the town and part of that farmers market since then. And so it all built up to a point where I realized that, you know, you do steps, kind of take things incrementally so you can feel what you're doing really well before you go to the next step. And about a year ago, we decided to be able to, we had the capacity and the infrastructure to be able to grow year-round and provide food year-round. And that's when we started making the preparations for the Skip's Farm to Market little store in Basalt. And it took us some trials and tribulations to get where we are today. But basically, I wanted to be able to provide good local food to local people year-round. You know, it's been great for the farmers markets and the farm stands, but there seemed to be a whole other world that had not really been touched upon. And so we made the decision to go forward with that. Open it last fall, early November, and it's been wonderful to be doing it with ever since. I think that the big, probably the big thing we were really pushing us, and it's been the movement for this valley and wherever, is the fact that people now really want to have their food as local as possible. They want to know what's in their food, how it's growing. They want to know their farmer if possible. And that's been the philosophy behind what we're doing there at the store. We've been teaming up. In fact, I made a conscious decision to work with people even before we opened. I said, this will be a much more successful store and a much better part of the community if I team up with the local farmers and other local people in this valley instead of trying to do it all myself by any means. And so we've been able to team up with a lot of the local farmers and continue to work with them. And I think it's been really, really successful because that way we can, the people here know who they're getting their food from.
Yes, you have such a great presence at the farmers market, and your peaches are, really popular there. And I think you have 4,500 peach trees.
Oh, well, about 4,000. Well, we have a few hundred nectarine trees as well, so about 4,500 altogether.
That's why
yes.
They just keep coming and keep coming. And one of my favorite things is, well, I like to buy a lot of your seconds, make jams or just freeze them for smoothies. But one of the things we do is freeze number ones in the freezer. And if you take them out and let them thaw out, you know, in the middle of the wintertime and just thaw out just to the right consistency, it's almost like eating sorbet.
Yes.
And it's in fact, I had a smoothie this morning with jackfruit, pears, and my own figs, mm-hmm. with a couple other things thrown in there with some elderberry syrup.
You should have brought it.
Yeah. So, well, I think we need to. The store is great because it actually supports the this whole young local community that's growing food here. All the farmers are, you know, taking on more acreage. They're getting more experience. They're, you know, they're all making a little bit of money at it. And it's just to have a, like a food hub
yes.
right there on the main street of Basalt. And that's one of the reasons I want to have you on, because people maybe not even know you, that you are there. So the same person that's down at the farmer's market is right there in Basalt. So you can stop by and pick up different produce items, canned stuff from all over the valley and the Roaring Fork and the Two Forks Valley as well.
Yes. Well, that was one of the things we really were working on is we wanted to make it into a food hub, kind of without calling it necessarily a food hub, but that's what really it's turned out to be. And I've been doing anything I can to work with some of the different farmers to, first of all, giving them a chance to even sell their goods year-round or in off-seasons or a place to sell anytime they could. And we've been doing things like we're trying to work with your group for trying to help them with, like, clamshells so they can be able to market their microgreens better. And we're working on labels with other people and all the way up to the scale of working with Wild Mountain Seeds, Kirsten and Casey, for doing a greenhouse so we can have more capacity for growing year-round. So we've been trying whatever we can to partner with all the local farmers and giving them a voice and giving them a chance to really celebrate what they can do. And I'm very happy to do that. I think it's really exciting to see these people really start to go forth.
And we're not getting any younger, so we really have to pass the baton off to somebody else. And,
yes. that's where Daylene comes in.
Yeah, except for Daylene. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your managing the store with you have a co-manager as well.
Yeah, with Kirsten Keenan of Wild Mountain Seeds. And I'm an herbalist by trade, but I think the foundation from that is nutrition. I really, really care about food, and I have two sons, and I care about the food system, and I'm kind of a farmer groupie, too. I like to hang out with all the farmers. I like plants, and we support that. And the people that come into the store, they support that, and we get to educate the community more about all of the different farmers, all of the different artisans. We have bakers, we have coffee roasters, we have, you know, canned goods from all over. And it's really wonderful to know where your food came from and to actually be able to go around the valley and go over to Paonia or down to Palisade or wherever locally and see where your food is actually grown and know that it isn't raised with chemicals. And that it goes exactly. straight old yes. school, like canning, knowing that there's not BPA and all kinds of chemicals. And it's just a really good feeling. And it's a good feeling knowing that we are educating children for the future and that we have this place. And, you know, thank you, Skip.
Well, you're welcome. It. I'm glad you're on board. Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely choose to be there and I'm happy to be there. And we have a, you know, we've only been open since November. Mm-hmm. So we're already getting people that are consistently, they want that local food. You know, we have followers that come in and they say that they feel so blessed to have that. It's a really good feeling.
Good. Well, we're selling our tinctures there and our books and probably pretty soon some microgreens we'll be taking down there. We took some down already. So it's great to have our own little local outlet for that and a presence.
Yeah, and we have, you know, we carry Dynamic Roots and Authentic Herbals in my own company, Earth Medicine Collective. So we have herbal products as well. And I have an 18-year background in herbalism. So it's nice for when I'm at the store, if you need to know anything about herbs, that I can help educate in that and support the herb growers as well.
Yes.
And support the health of the community all around.
Right. And Stephanie has her products in there as well.
Yeah.
And so that's... Yeah. So what's it look like for this coming year? You have any idea of whether we're going to get through the late frost or what's it looking like up there?
Well, it always gets exciting about this time of year. we've done all of our pruning and everything. We're really happy to see some of the cold weather and moisture come in. We were looking for a while there that we were going to get blossoms the middle of March, 20th of March, and now it looks like it's going to be more into April.
Okay. Yeah, because it got colder.
Yes.
Which that really helps for you.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It really does help. We run large wind machine fans out there. We have 5 foot diameter fans we run off the back of tractors, and when I had an apricot orchard, we used to do smudge pots, but that's hopefully and gladly a thing of the past. But
The folks, our listeners, your farm is in Palisades, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. We have about four different areas where we grow. One area is now fallow, where we used to grow a lot of great plums. We have two orchards where we grow a lot of our peaches and nectarines. We have six greenhouses, and we have about 5 acres and one other place where we just grow veggies. So we've got a whole, and they're all within about a mile of each other, so we just go back and forth. Yeah. So
yeah, and Casey's interested in doing some of his seed saving down as far down as that, so he'd have a different climate, and he could have a longer season and maybe use some of your greenhouses occasionally when they're not being used for something else to do his seed saving and breeding of tomatoes down there and other things.
That's been one of the most gratifying thing of this whole process is the meeting all these different people who bring in entirely different skill sets to the table. You know, like what Daylene was talking about, I learn stuff from her every time I'm around her. And, and with Casey, he's just a walking encyclopedia. Oh, it's just amazing what he knows. And to be able to partner up with these different people, and it makes us all of us better to be able to do that. We have probably 5 to 6 weeks more growing period each end of the season for growth, and Casey's done some amazing research on tomatoes, and I'm really curious to see how we can help them help us all grow better tomatoes and have a longer growing period and get more yield and be able to provide more food to the public. So I'm really looking forward to working with Casey in this project. So
and Casey's you both grow heirloom tomatoes, and so that'll expand both of your repertoire.
Oh, it will. It really does. I think one of the things that we've all been talking about is how we do the things we love to do best, you know, whether it's heirloom tomatoes or really good carrots or whatever it is, and still be able to all work together as a team so that we can always have a solid place at the farmers markets and at the store to be able to sell. So we're not trying to compete with each other and try to put each other out of business. We're trying to grow as a team.
Yeah.
So that's been one of my balancing acts right now, is to work with these different young people to make sure we're all going forward together.
Don't forget how to grow peaches, though.
No.
You're going to be out of business if you do that.
No, that's the fun part.
Can I say something real just quick, too? Skip has, we've hired farmers in the off season, so we have quite a few farmers that actually work at Skip's right now. Now they're going to go out and farm again, but that's been wonderful for them to be able to be supported in a system and see that they can carry their stuff in the store through the winter and build these bonds with all of these different growers, people that care about this situation and care about our community deeply. So when you come in and buy, you can talk for hours if you want to a farmer all about the food system here.
Yeah, I was at the Slow Money Awards a couple nights ago, and I heard all of the presentations by all the young farmers from Palisades to our valley here, and they all got their loans.
Good.
They're interest-free loans, and we got our interest-free loan to work on our cabin retrofit, and it was, and we had a beautiful meal in a restaurant in downtown in Aspen. It was a great. The farming community is really, it's vibrant here. It's small, but it's moving.
That's
where you want to keep it moving, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I lived in the valley off and on for well over 20 years, and moved out in, winter of 2007. And at that time, I was already working on my farms down in Palisade, but I'm really heartened to see how it's growing as the young farmers in this valley since then. It really seems to have taken off. And at that time, I wasn't nearly as aware of what some of the people were, some of the players were. I was still focusing on trying to make it work in Palisade, but there's some wonderful people up here farming now, and I'm really excited about it.
And your customers are up here.
Yes.
And it's such a fun event down with the band and the excitement of people going from one booth to the other. And we're going to have a presence there again in the farmer's market.
Oh, good.
And Vanessa's intern is going to run the stand and sell nursery stuff and tinctures. And it's really going to be another great, great year. I guess Jim Dula is going to run it again.
Good.
It should be
nice.
Really a good experience. And I remember selling at the buttermilk farmer's market maybe 35 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I used to take salad greens and herbs up there Wow. When Alu did it.
I remember, I've never met him, but I know the name. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've been selling produce up there for 35 years at least, or something like that.
One of the things, I'm glad you brought up buttermilk, is the fact that one of the things that working to all these young farmers is allowing us to do now is, because I've got the company Skip's Farm to Market, we're going to team up with these different farmers as well so that we can have their produce not only at the store, but also at our farmer stands at Buttermilk and down at Catherine's store. And we've got a couple of different locations we're thinking about in Glenwood. We haven't decided on one yet. And so we will have pretty much of a unified front. So if you miss Casey's tomatoes at the store, you might be able to get them at Catherine's store instead. So, so I'm really looking forward to being able to have it much more as a unified operation, be able to have a unified front to people. So it should work really well this summer. I'm looking forward to it.
Especially when your season heats up, Casey will have greens and salad greens where he's higher in elevation, and so you can fill it in. They used to send lettuce from Basalt Mountain to California back in the turn of the century.
Wow.
Because of, you know, it was so hot in California, but they had a cool season here.
Mm-hmm.
And that farm right above us, it's in Michael Irwin's farm, and that's where they grew lettuce up on Basalt Mountain.
Wow.
I did not know that. That's an exciting...
Yeah, they put it on train cars and ice and send it to California.
Wow. That's a cool story.
I like that story. That's great.
And it's funny, a good friend of mine, one of the students that I had in one of my classes in Woody Creek about 15 years ago, my CSA Farm School, he's come back to the Valley, and he's thinking about buying the place, and so it'll be interesting. So we'll have maybe maybe another farm up on Basalt Mountain.
Oh, good.
A real farm.
Wow.
That's exciting. It I'm always excited to hear things like that going forth. I'm really, it heartens you. It does.
Yeah.
So
yeah, people really love that there's things that are actually grown on Basalt Mountain. Like, we carry Basalt Mountain Gardens, Robin Ginger Jensen's, and Stephanie works up there.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of herbs and celery and stuff from you guys, microgreens, and
that's going to be a hot spot someday. You know? And we're zone six.
And
so
the lemons and the limes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. Kumquats. We got to bring you down some kumquats. And,
oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
For sure. Fun.
One of the things, just like your story about the lettuce, I'm finding one of the things I really, really enjoy about this process, and I think in some ways opening this store has made me feel younger again, you know, as I'm having breakfast with a rancher out in Fruita today, and we're talking about soils, and here you are going, how does Mark know all this stuff about soils? And we spent all morning over coffee talking about soils, and which I can take some of that knowledge and bring it to my own farm and share it with people up here. So it's like, this is really becoming a very, like you've said, very interconnected. And I think that's what we've been trying to do. And without setting out and setting our little 5 points about this is what we want to do, it just it seems to have been evolving naturally to do that. And that really is exciting to do. Yes.
And we have to remember we're impermanent. And as years go on, we're going to be less permanent. So we have to just, well, that's what we're doing at Crimpy, is getting our transition team ready to take over Crimpy. And so that I, you know, Crimpy can go on into the future in the next 100 years. Maybe, you know, about 50 years, we'll have our 100th anniversary up at Crimpy. So,
the Lee's grandchildren will be there.
I'm like, I really just envisioned that. I was pretty excited.
That's good. Well, you know, that it's a really fine balance with that. And you know, you mentioned that because I'm beginning to look at some of the same things. I've got a really good team on board now down there. And how do you give up some of the control or some of the process to other people that you trust, mm-hmm. that they can go forward with their ideas, and at the same time keep your hands in it, and at a certain turning 180 degrees, we've actually bought the space there, there at the market, farmers, you know, Skip's Farm to Market, so that we really believe in what we're doing here. And so on one hand, we're all kind of a little bit transitory, but the other hand, the space will be there forever, you know, well, as long as we can stay.
And
nobody
could raise the rent.
No.
Yeah.
Like the Aspen Market. So you're going to be in really good shape. And, you know, it's just going to get more important, and people are going to that space is going to, since there was no other store there to buy, so you're really, it's going to take some time to build your base more, but I think it's going to be good if we're going to all support them. My favorite thing is the dill pickles.
Those are so good.
Because they come from Palisades, I think.
Yes.
But
they're from Paonia. Lizzie's Market.
Lizzie's Market?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, everyone loves those pickles.
Yes.
We are a little grocery store. We carry milk from Olathe, cheese from Olathe, eggs from Olathe, all kinds of greens from all over, from Carbondale to Palisade to Hotchkiss, you know, all over. We have all kinds of different products.
There's
bread.
A lot of value-added stuff coming out of these smaller farms, and it's a great for them to be able to get it to you. And we just had a question about what's the magic about the peaches. I think it's the fact that you have so many varieties, and they start early. You have some early peaches, and you have some mid-season peaches, and you have some late-season peaches, and you also have first, seconds, and thirds. So you can actually get them to all kinds of buyers that, you know, don't have money to for number ones. They can buy seconds and enjoy that second. It's overripe anyway, but it's, you can eat it right that day.
You can eat it almost immediately. That's the secret. Is, well, several secrets about Palisade peaches is the soil has always been set up for it, and way before my time, like we were talking about earlier about permanence and going on, the people in Palisade over 100 years ago set up an irrigation system so that they could take advantage of the climate there to grow it. So there's an irrigation system set up, you know, the large canals, stuff that we can never do today. And not only do we have a really good soil down there for growing, we have a really good climate set up so that it gets really hot during the day. Then the sugars are captured at night because it gets several, you know, like 30 degrees cooler at night.
Right.
And that captures the sugars more in the peach. And what we do, is, which is a little bit different because I've geared my business, whether it's Early Morning Orchard or Skip's Farm to Market, to picking our peaches riper. And so we try to pick our peaches several days riper than other people do for the most part. And so there's a lot more flavor in the peach. It's a little bit, like you said, it's a little bit softer to begin with then, you know, when we get it to the market. And we carry almost all of our peaches in like one layer flat with a pana pack in it so that the peaches don't bruise, so that it arrive at market ready to eat. So we've been really trying to zero in on the retail end of it so the public gets the best peach possible.
I can't wait.
And we actually got you some pears last year when we took over that pear orchard in Paonia and gleaned from that. You were doing some other wheeling and dealing when in Paonia. You dropped by at 5 o'clock and loaded up 500 pounds of pears, all set, all packaged in your boxes.
That was fun.
Yeah, and I think we sold them to a dollar a pound just because we wanted to move them. And then you got them out to all the year.
Oh,
yeah, we won't be doing that again, but somebody else will pick that up. And there's going to be a baker moving to, and they use a lot of peaches in their pastries and stuff. So I talked to them about maybe going over there and gleaning those again. So I just hated to see them go to waste. And so the next day we had everybody come and pick their own. And we cleaned everything off, and somebody came and got all the ones off the ground and took them and fed them to the animals. It was
great.
And we had such a good time just doing it. Vanessa did all the, you know, the email stuff and got everybody there on time, and we had lots of great volunteers that helped us with ladders and we have. I just had pears in my smoothie this morning from
where was this?
It's at Beasley's, right on Highway 133, right in Paonia there. Yeah. There's about 70 pear trees that weren't being picked.
And who's this baker you were talking about?
There's a new bakery coming from Crested Butte to Paonia, a whole staff is moving over there.
Wow.
They had a restaurant and bakery, and they just got a grant last night from Slow Money.
Nice.
So, they're going to be doing that, so... they're very interested. So we're going to wrap it up here. If people are interested in taking any workshops at Crimpy, you could go on our website, crmpi.org. We also have tours coming up, and if you want to come and volunteer, we're always open for having people come up and work in the tropical greenhouse. And so what was the last-minute thoughts that you had of how you can get more people to your store, and what would you like to say to wrap up here? You've got one more minute. So.
Well, it's been really gratifying to see the support we've had. Daylene sees it on a daily basis, and I'm sure she's got even more input about it, but it's been really gratifying to run a fresh produce stand in the middle of the winter in a mountain town. So thank you, everybody, for your support.
Great.
Email
us. We've had Skip Doherty and Darlene Barton, and thanks a lot for coming by to put some more energy into this local food movement.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you very much, Jerome. Thank you. All right.